Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley. Hugh Beaumont. Tony Dow. And Jerry Mathers.
Yeah, look at that funny-looking hair.
What did you say, Beaver?
Well, nothing. He said, look at your funny-looking hair. That's what he said.
And what's wrong with my hair?
I don't know for sure. Is it a wig?
No, it isn't a wig.
No, Beaver, it isn't a wig. It's a haystack.
That's very funny. Ha, ha, ha. Beaver, have you ever seen a sheepdog?
Yeah, I guess so. Well, sorta.
Well, if you aren't sure what one looks like, just take a look in the mirror. Yeah, you're right, Shirley. He does look like a sheepdog. Sheepdog, sheepdog, sheepdog.
How'd things go at school today?
Okay, I guess. No teachers yell at me or anything.
Good.
Mom?
Yes?
Do you think I look like a sheepdog?
Well, of course I don't think that. In fact, I think you're a very handsome young man.
Yeah, well, you've told me that before.
And I mean it.
Yeah, but that's because you look at me as a mother. Well, try to look at me as another kid.
Beaver, it wouldn't matter how I looked at you. You wouldn't look like a sheepdog.
Well, some of the kids at school say I do.
Oh, I wouldn't pay any attention to them.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Wally.
Hey, what's the matter with you?
Wally, if I ask you something, will you ask me not like my brother, but just like another guy?
Well, first ask me, and then I'll decide how to answer you.
Well, do you think I look like a sheepdog?
Well, no, I don't think you look like a sheepdog. You look more like a gopher with bangs.
Wally!
What did I say?
And it was my favorite record. One time I played it 40 times straight without stopping. Well, last night my dad sat on it. My mother said it was an accident, but now I'm beginning to wonder.
Uh-oh.
Make way for the sheepdog girl. Be careful, he doesn't have his leash on. Come on, fellas, speak, boy, speak. Come on, fellas, speak.
I wouldn't worry about it, Beef.
You wouldn't?
I'll just go to the vets and get my hair cut.
Wally, a little bit to the left.
Here?
Oh, about an inch further. Now drop it down just about that much.
We better start over, huh?
Beaver?
Yes, Mom?
Nothing special. Everything go all right at school today?
Oh, sure, Mom. Great. Just great.
Boy, Beaver, just because you're sore about something, you don't have to go around barking at everybody.
I'll get watched, you. Your pug knows you.
Well, Wally?
I looked for him everywhere.
Where do you suppose he could be?
I don't know. But I wouldn't worry too much, Mom. I don't think he was shook up enough to hop a freight or anything.
Thank you. help you, young man?
Oh, well, no. I mean, I guess you can. I'd like to buy a can of this stuff.
You mean glamour spray?
Yeah, that's the stuff I mean.
But this is a woman's hairspray.
Oh, well, it's not for me. It's for my sister, my big sister, and she's a lady almost.
Oh, well, let's see now. Does your sister have fine, medium, or thick hair?
Oh, well, about like mine.
I might see she take the medium.
Well, maybe you better give her the heavy-duty stuff. She's got hair kind of like a sheepdog.
Well, maybe your sister better come in herself. I mean, I wouldn't want to sell you something that was wrong for her.
Oh, no, she can't do that. I mean, the way she looks now, she's ashamed to be seen out in the streets.
Very well.
Maybe you better make the toucans.
How about curlers?
Oh, no, ma'am, I wouldn't use those. I mean, she wouldn't use them.
Very well. I'll wrap these for you.
Oh, and could you shove it in a bag so it'll look like shaving cream?
You.
Oh, I just went out, Mom. But I didn't do anything I wasn't supposed to do.
What's the matter? Why are you holding your stomach?
Gee, Mom. Well, can a guy hold his own stomach if he wants to? Business, you big snoop.
Hey, Goldilocks, open up. It's the prince.
Beat it, Wally.
Ward Beaver came home holding his stomach. That poor child is just sick over this sheepdog business.
Oh, he's growing up. We can't hold his hand and baby him all through life.
Well, we're going to hold his hand and baby him through this. And don't tell me I'm acting like a woman, because that's what I intend to act like.
Hi, Dan.
Oh, hi, Wally.
Hey, Mom, Beaver's home.
Yes, I know, you're saying.
Yeah, but do you know what he's up to?
What?
Well, I went down to the drugstore, and he bought a lot of hairspray junk, and he's upstairs in the bathroom right now.
Oh, Ward.
Still upstairs in the bathroom.
Oh, Wally, would you go up and tell him supper's ready?
Well, sure, Mom.
Wally?
Hmm?
No matter how he looks, I don't want you to say anything to him.
Well, gee, Mom, he's probably going to be a mess. How am I going to keep from laughing?
Wally, you just do as your mother asks. Remember, no teasing and no laughing until we get Beaver straightened out, understand?
Yes, sir.
Oh, Ward, I could just cry.
Well, Jim, that'd be worse than Wally laughing at him.
Hey, Beaver, dinner's ready.
I'm coming.
June, it's just a phase Beaver's going through.
Well, I wish there was something we could do to help him go through it.
He's coming.
All right, now remember, we just all carry on a normal conversation.
Wally, you watch yourself now.
Yes, Mom. Here he comes. Wally, why don't you start the potatoes?
Oh, okay, Dad.
Beaver, would you like some of these?
Wally? Yeah, Dan?
What kind of a team are you going to have at school this year?
Oh, well, I think the team should be pretty good, Dan.
Oh, well, that's good to hear, isn't it, Beaver?
Yeah, Dad, that's good to hear.
Ward?
Yes, dear?
Your shirt came back from laundry today.
Oh, that's good. So, good to hear?
Yeah, that's good to hear.
Beaver, some more meat?
Oh, no, thanks, Mom.
Wally?
Oh, yeah, thank you. Have some.
Hey, do you guys notice anything?
What was that, Beaver?
Well, there's something different about me. I was just wondering if you guys noticed it.
Oh, Beaver.
I'm sorry, Dad. I tried. I tried to hold it in. I just couldn't.
I'll talk to you later. Excuse me. Beaver? Beaver, I want to talk to you. Come on now, sit up. Beaver, you're taking this whole business far too seriously.
Everybody's laughing at me, Dad. Even my own family.
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you really think your hair looks good plastered down that way?
Better look like a sheepdog.
But you don't look like a sheepdog.
The kids at school think I do.
Oh, they don't really. They're just having fun with you. If you think you look like a sheepdog just because a lock of hair falls down over your forehead once in a while, you should have seen Will Rogers. Did you ever hear of him?
Yeah, I've seen pictures of him.
Well, his hair was always falling down over his eyes, but he didn't let that bother him.
I'll bet it would have if they called him a sheepdog.
No. No, that wouldn't have bothered him. You know why? Because Will Rogers had a sense of humor. And what's more, he could laugh at himself. You see, it's when you take yourself too seriously that people get the biggest kick out of teasing you. You laugh along with them, and you take all their fun away.
But, gee, Dad, if I'd laughed along with these guys, they would have called me a laughing sheepdog.
Beaver, everyone has something about himself that he's conscious of. His eyes, or his nose, or his hair, or something. I can remember when you were all worried that your ears stuck out too far.
Do they still, Dad? Do they look bad, do they?
Why, they don't stick out at all, and they never did. The point I'm trying to make, Beaver, is you got over that notion. And you'll get over this sheepdog business, too, if you just realize that you're exaggerating the whole thing way out of proportion. Now, come on. How about getting that stuff out of your hair?
Well, okay.
I don't know exactly what combination of things you've got there, but I'd say the sooner you got it out, the better. Leave it on too long, you just might damage your hair.
Yeah. Maybe if I'm lucky, it'll rot it all off and I'll be bald-headed.
Say, chum.
Hey, Eddie, you have that look again.
Huh? That look you get when you come over here because you want something. You know, Wally, for a sweet guy, you can be awfully cruel at times. Can't you ever just drop by and shoot the breeze or something? Well, sure. What do you hear from Lumpy? How's your homework coming along? How about that new girl in school from Cleveland?
How about loaning me $5? I'll pay you back Saturday.
Yeah, which Saturday?
You studying to be a lawyer or something? You get so technical. What's the matter with Chicken Little?
Hey, off, Heidi.
Well, I'm just trying to bring some cheer into the little fellow's life. What are you moping about, Junior?
Nothing.
Oh, come on. Did Papa send you to your room without your supper because you spilled your pablum?
Look, Eddie, Beaver's worried about his hair because somebody made a crack about it, and that's all there is to it. So lay off, huh?
What's the matter with his hair? That's the way they're wearing it this year. Down at the dog pound.
Look, Eddie, I said lay off, huh?
All right, all right. I'm just trying to help the guy.
Yeah, sure you were.
Look, Beaver, who are these guys that made the cracks about you?
Bunch of girls.
Girls? Then you got no problem. You know how you work it? You insult them right back. That'll stop them.
Yeah?
Well, you're talking to an expert. I owe my success to the fine art of the insult. You hit them with both barrels, they'll back right off.
Hey, maybe it'll work.
I know it will. There's a million good girl insults. Get a load of this. Hey, you. I've seen better looking faces on iodine bottles.
Hey, that's pretty good.
That's only a beginning. Here's one that'll really slow them down. You get a bunch of guys together, and then you point at this one girl and you say, hey, now I remember you. You're the cover girl for Mad Magazine.
Boy, this is neat. I better make a list.
Oh, Beaver, for $5, I could give you quite a list.
Oh, now, come on, Eddie. He's not paying you any $5.
Oh, look, pal. You know what a psychiatrist charges to get rid of a complex?
Eddie, the guy's got enough trouble as it is.
Okay, okay. Hey, here's one that's really top drawer. It's a beaut.
Let's hear it, Eddie.
She started to have her face lifted, but then they saw what was underneath it, so they put it back down.
I'm going now, Mom.
All right, Beaver. You look very nice.
Have a good day at school, Beaver.
Oh, I will, Dad. I will. See you, Mom.
Bye.
Bye. I wasn't sure my little talk last night got through to him, but evidently it did a lot of good.
Evidently.
Hi, ugly. Is that your face, or you're breaking it in for a monkey?
Oh, you're just practicing, huh?
Yeah. Is that your nose eating a banana?
You're not really going to say all these things to that Shirley girl, are you?
I sure am.
Boy, I don't know about taking advice from Eddie.
Well, I wouldn't take advice from on good stuff. But when you want to know how to be a real rat, you couldn't go to a better guy.
Yeah, I guess you're right. He is sort of a natural for that kind of stuff.
Well, so long, Wally.
Yeah, see ya.
Come on, Fred, let's go.
Come on, Beef.
I'm not hanging around here.
How come?
I'm on the way for Shirley and her creepy friends.
Why? You like being called the sheepdog?
You just wait and see. Hey, they're coming now.
Look, Shirley, Rover's here. The poor little fella, he's not even waggling his tail.
Hey, Shirley, can I ask you something?
Sure. What is it, Fido?
Halloween's over. Why don't you take off your mask? Hey, ugly. Last time I saw a face like that, it was on a clock, and a cuckoo came out of it.
What's going on out here?
Beaver's picking on Shirley, Mr. Bailey.
Shirley, is that true? Is that true, Charles?
Well, gee, Mr. Bailey, I don't know. I was just passing through when I heard her screaming.
Me too, Mr. Bailey.
Beaver made her cry. He said she was ugly and had a face like a cuckoo clock.
Theodore, I'm surprised at you picking on a girl. Aren't you ashamed of yourself?
Yes, sir, I sure am. I never thought anything like this would happen in a million years.
Oh,
this Shirley girl just started bawling right there in front of everybody?
Well, she sure did. And it was the worst thing that ever happened to me. Well, I wanted to go hide someplace.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I was in the malt shop with Mary Ellen Rogers once, and all of a sudden she started crying right into her hot fight sundae.
How come? Did you insult her?
No, I didn't insult her. I was just looking at her. But she said it was the kind of look that meant I thought she was too fat and shouldn't eat sweets.
Boy, girls can sure be a mess, can't they?
Yeah. What did Mr. Bailey do to you for insulting Shirley?
He told me to apologize to her, but she was bawling too hard then, so I'm going to send her this note I wrote instead.
All right. Well, what's in it?
Well, it says, Dear Shirley, I apologize for calling you names and stuff when you called me a sheepdog. But if you'll cut out that kind of junk, I'll cut it out, too. And I'm sorry I made you cry. Your friend, Beaver Cleaver.
Oh, I guess that's okay.
Well, I was going to put yours truly, but I didn't want her to think I was in love with her or anything.
Hey, what's that down on the bottom there?
It's a P.S. P.S. I don't really think you're as ugly as I said you are.
Beaver, that's just going to start her bawling again.
No fooling? Okay, then I'll rub out the P.S. Boy, Wally, girls sure are sensitive, aren't they?
Beaver's not out of trouble yet.
He's just a kid.
Yeah, I'm just a kid.
So stay tuned. There's another episode of Leave It to Beaver ahead here on TV Land's Twice as Nice Morning.